I'm feeling real good. You know, I can I hear the play, you know, just know exactly what I got to do right now. So that allows me to play faster and also play better.
It had to be a good feeling on that third and one to go ahead and get that first down, because maybe you may not get many touches if you didn't get that first down.
I knew that was the situation. I knew if I didn't get it, I wouldn't get more opportunity. So I had to get that first down.
And how are you feeling now that you've been here for a few weeks? How are you feeling as far as getting the offense, getting it down, and showing people what you got?
I'm feeling real good. Like I said, you know, I'm more comfortable knowing right when I hear the play, I know what I'm doing, so just go out there and play fast and play to my ability.
And talk about this opportunity going up against a team that's, you know, undefeated at home and the way they're playing. I mean, it'd be nice to go on the road and take them down, right?
Yeah, this is going to be a great game. You know, the two good teams going at it, you know, high ranked. So it's going to be a nice opportunity if we can get this win, put us up real high.
I'm sure you've been getting some texts, some phone calls from some of the guys are reaching out. What have they been saying?
Yeah, my old linebacker said they're going to be getting after me when I go down there, so we'll see what's going on with that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Do they pick your brain at all for what they do down there? I mean, you've been a guy that's been in meetings, but, you know, they're trying to figure out through your head what the Atlanta Falcons are going to do?
Not so much on the defense, but special teams asked me a little bit of what they do, and I've gave them a little bit of information on, you know, the schemes they run and stuff like that.
Who are you closest to that show?
Robert James, he's on the practice squad right now. We went to Arizona State together, so that's what I'm close with.
Dimitri, what kind of personality, you've been down there, what kind of personality the Falcons bring to the party? What kind of group are they?
They're a run first probably team, and they like to also spread the ball out, you know, with Roddy White and all those guys. But they click on a lot of cylinders, you know. They just go with what's working at that time.
Dimitri, is clear from your touches the other day, you're not bashful about taking it and slamming it up in there. Regardless, I mean, if the odds aren't looking good, you're not bashful about taking it up in there.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of my strength. I'm more of a, you know, short, powerful lower back, so I just like to get in there and just, when I see a hole, just go in there and just move my feet and keep moving.
Does it surprise, being there earlier, does it surprise you at all that the Falcons are 8-2, or early on people were thinking, hey, we got something cooking here?
You know, it doesn't surprise me at all that, you know, it was a nice team over there, and they were talking about winning, talking about taking the program to the next level, so it doesn't surprise me at all.
They don't have a lot of big names on defense. I mean, like Lofton, middle linebacker, he looks like a little bit. Don't have a lot of big names. How are they getting it done on that side of the ball?
They're just a disciplined defense, fundamentally, in the sound defense. They just do what they're told, and I think that's how they're getting it done.
All right, thank you.
Do you feel like you can play a significant role in this offense down the stretch?
Yeah, I think I do. You know, weather's going to start, you know, getting colder, and going to need a run game and somebody to run it up through the middle, and I think I can be pretty good at doing that.
You think short yardage maybe could be your thing, or how do you see it?
Yeah, you know, pretty much everywhere I've been a short yardage back, so I think, you know, that just carries over, and I'm good at just, you know, finding little creases and hitting it.
What did you learn from Michael Turner when you were there? I'm not sure. I mean, both kind of power backs. You know, did you learn much from him?
Yeah, you know, just he was a pretty hard worker. He just, you know, taught me how to, you know, read the holes right, and, you know, for their scheme, and, you know, just hit the holes and just keep running hard.
What did you think the role was going to be when you first got here?
I really didn't know. I just, you know, was just trying to get in there and get over here and, you know, just do anything they asked me to do. But, you know, like I said, you know, I knew I'm a pretty good inside runner, so I knew eventually that would come out on the show. So.